In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our series, Treasures. We are commenting on the Epistle of St. Paul to Romans, chapter 5. We are discussing the role of Adam, our father, the father of all people, in the story of corruption and salvation. So, he started saying that in chapter 5, that Christ died for us when we were sinners. We were not good, but He, because of His love, He came to die for us. God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. So if He loved us up to He died for us when we were very bad, we were all sinners. So it's more acceptable now to believe that while being justified by His blood, He is promising us His eternity. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved. So, you know, by His death, while we were bad enemies, He saved us. Now we are His friends, His people. So it's more reasonable for now that we, the people of God, believing in Him, we will be saved out of His grace by His life. So His death was given to us for redemption, and now His life also was given to us for eternal life. He died for us, and He lived again for us. His death for us, and His life for eternal life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So the idea of reconciliation, that we are now in peaceful status with God Himself. We were enemies before because of our sins, but God incarnated and saved us. He paid the debt, so He brought us together again, made the reconciliation. So we are having a peace with God now. We are not anymore enemies out of our sins. Our sins were covered with His blood, and His life, rising up from the dead, is given to us through the Eucharist, through the membership in His body in the church. Now we are promised with eternal life, which is the life given from God to us because of His salvation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, now the one man is Adam. He will put it this way, man, the one man, Adam, and the new man, Christ and his seeds. So, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. So there was no death, there was no sin. Adam was created on the image of Christ. Adam was pure. There was no news about sin or about death. But, you know, with the sin happened by Adam and Eve, sin entered the human nature. Death followed, sufferings followed, all dark side of the human nature came into our life because of Adam's sin. Just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So some people may say, it's not my problem. Adam sinned. Why should I pay for the problem? He made the problem. But wait a minute, you are sinning. You are doing sin. So you are Adam's, you know, the attitude. You are doing the same. You are breaking the commandment of God. So he said it this way. Does death spread to all men because all sinned? So we are not innocent. We cannot say it's only the problem of Adam. It's the problem of Adam and we all like Adam. For until the law, sin was in the world. Even before the law, there was sin. Because there is kind of natural law. We all brought up on the image of Christ. So humankind knows what's wrong and what's right. So people knows when they sin. So even without the law commandments given, we know what's wrong and what's right. Until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. So as if, you know, defining sin was not very clear because there was no law. As if when you do bad, but there is no rule to say that that's bad. Okay, everyone knows that's wrong, but you know, it's not considered as sin because there is no law at that time. But sin was there. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam. Because, you know, Adam was given like just one commandment, very simple one, eat whatever you like, but do not eat from this tree. He couldn't commit himself to this commandment. He failed. So, sin entered the world. All people coming after Adam were doing the same, were breaking the simple commandments of their conscience. They know that they are not doing good. Even much before the law of Moses. So again, death was prevailing, was entering human nature in all hearts because of sinning. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam. He means that even if they did not eat from the tree by themselves, still they are doing many things the same, with the same attitude, with the same picture. They are breaking the commandments. So again, it's the same outcome. They are just suffering from death, because sin prevailed. Who is the type of him who was to come? Adam was, you know, the type for Adam, the real Adam, the Savior Christ was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. So the offense started by Adam, but the free gift is much stronger and higher. So even if Adam was the source of the problem, the solution, the salvation given by Christ is much stronger and higher and happier for this story. The free gift is not like the offense, for if by the one man's offense many died, because of Adam's sin many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. If just one simple sin made by Adam was the source of all this corruption, so don't you consider the gift, the grace of God given by Christ himself will be the source of eternity and salvation of all these people? Because of this one sin made by Adam, sin entered human nature, death followed. So why don't you believe that Christ the Savior, the incarnate God, can save all people by his redemption, and his life will prevail? And the gift is not like that which comes through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which comes from many offenses resulted in justification. Again, the gift is not like that. The gift is always, you know, stronger. And the act of redemption was much higher than even the problem by itself. So, which comes through the one who sinned, that's Adam, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. Somebody may blame God. Why? Because of the sin of Adam, all these problems happened. That's because of the free will of man. God gave the choices to Adam and Eve to live with him forever and to live away from him. They chose death. They chose to live away from him. They are the one who started separating God from human nature. They lost the grace of life. because of their choice. And all people are doing the same. So Christ, by coming to our land, in our nature, He brought up life, which was, you know, we lost it. We lost life in Adam, and we regained eternal life in Christ. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So in chapter 5, he is putting the like an equation of salvation, Adam and Christ. Adam was the father of everyone. And what the real problem? Problem started in Adam, and the solution happened in Christ. And if we are just Adam's people, we still have a problem. But if we are now Christ's people, we got over the problem. We overcame the problem. So now we will discuss how to be Christ's people, not Adam's people. Because if we are like the sons of Adam, we are just the people who are waiting to die forever. We are condemned. We are corrupted. We are living in sinful status. We are separated from God. But if we are in Christ, now we are people of God. We are justified by His redemption. We are not anymore Adam's people. Therefore, as through one man's offense, again, he is repeating the same idea by many sentences. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. It's very, you know, very logic and very just. If you blaming Adam for the sin, why don't you praise him, Christ, for the gift? Because the sin prevailed and the gift also prevailed. If you were touched by the sinful act of Adam, you also touched by the grace of Christ who came to save you. Now you have that free will to choose whether to stick to Adam's dark side or to go to Christ's light side. So it's again the same story. You have to choose whether to believe in Christ who saved you or to just follow Adam's steps and stay in corruption and death forever. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So again, this is very important because being Orthodox, we believe that we were born in sinful status. We were sinners from the first minute because we are the offspring of corrupted Adam. So we cannot ignore the relationship between us and our father Adam. But again, put on the same side that Christ gave it freely to everyone the choice to be saved. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. That's why, if you remember the story of the Lord Himself, He made Himself an obedient son. He, although He is God, and He is the Almighty God, and He had the full freedom to do whatever He likes, but He expressed it in many times that He is obeying His Father. Just to remind us that Adam, the first son of God in flesh, was disobedient. But the real Son of God, He was obedient. So if you obey God, you are Christ-like. If you disobey God, you still like Adam. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So when the law entered, the law could not change the nature of man. The law enlightened the idea, focused on how much sinful nature is the human being nature. But the law could not help people to do good. The law failed to help. The law proved that people are doing wrong, are corrupted. So moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So although the law proved that men are all in jail, are all corrupted, the grace of God are coming to give the salvation and redemption for all human nature freely. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. Sin reigned over the human nature, but also the grace of Christ came to reign over the human nature. So we are in the New Testament, the testament of grace of Christ. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he made the story of salvation relating Adam to Christ. Adam is the father, the forefather of all people, and Christ is the source of life for all people. Adam brought sin and allowed death to enter for the offspring coming. Christ came into our land with the life, with the eternal life, the source of life. He freed us from Adam's corruption. He freed us from the judgment, condemnation happened in Adam. He gave us the new life, the eternal life, through his resurrection. So we are between Adam and Christ. We Christians are different from everyone. We are following Christ. We are on Christ's side. We are Christ-like. We are with the life given in Christ. But for other people, they still Adam's people. They are corrupted and they fail to save themselves with no Christ, with no grace of God. That's again the story of salvation explained through Adam and Christ. Glory to God. Amen.